Thanks everyone for joining us. This is Eric Perez, the CEO of the Queensland Seafood Industry Association. Today we're talking about some legislation that's going to come into effect on the 1st of September. I have Neil Green and Dave Perkins. Both are members of the association. Neil having been a past president and David involved on our board and as a chair of one of our committees. So gentlemen, thank you for joining me.
No worries, Eric.
Good afternoon, Eric.
Okay, so let's get started. So the issue that we're talking about this afternoon is around the new regulations around landing product. And just for the sake of the listeners, as of September 1, 2021, commercial fishers will not be able to land at a private landing location unless it is A, public place, or B, place other than a public place that is used for trade or commerce but is not a resident. So in effect, we are being limited to where we can land product, and this is going to have some cost and potentially safety implications for commercial fishers up and down the state. So I must start with you, David. What's your issues with this particular set of regulations, mate?
Well, I've been fishing in that same creek for 53 years. We've developed the road into there. We've put in a cement boat ramp ourselves. Boating and fisheries use it as their preferred access to the creek. And for me to leave that creek, you know, I can't land my product there at that landing, but if I'm going to run it back to that boat ramp, 38 kilometres through rough seas. Now, it's been rough for the last nearly a month with no let up on these southeasterly winds. And I've got no intentions of being a government statistic.
Neil, what's your concerns with this piece of legislation, mate?
Oh, there's probably a few concerns and a lot that's probably hasn't been looked at, going to be related to it. Certainly the safety aspect David just alluded to there, he's got to travel back in open water. In my case and others here in this area, we'd have to travel through open water. Some areas, particularly in our area here, we've got guys that are working on D-class vessel licences that are licensed through AMSA. They're only allowed to be in calm water inside a creek. These particular creeks that they work in, a major river is one of them, and there's no public boat ramp, so they're going to have to go outside that into open sea. So I can see some issues there with that D-class vessel. The safety aspect is, you know, we've got to try and continue to work, so people are going to be forced to risk their lives to get back to a public boat ramp. That's probably pretty major as far as I'm concerned. The other issue will be the conflict it'll cause. There'll be huge conflict there, both for commercial and recreational, because a lot of these guys won't be able to work in these areas and going to have to be they'll be displaced and put into areas on top of other fishermen where there is public boat ramps, and of course that's where your recreational fishers are. We've sort of spread out over the years and tried to keep away from this and stop the conflict, and here we've got a government department that's just forcing us to do it. The other issue that I've got is, you know, if I need to do what they're proposing, it'll be an extra 5 hours on my day's work, and that will equate to about $400 a week expenses. That's for my vehicle and boat extra travel that it'd have to do. That is just ridiculous. I mean, how do we absorb this when it's not necessary? The other issue that I see coming, if we've got to travel through this rough water, we're going to knock our product around, particularly live mud crabs. So we're going to lift our mortality rate. There's going to be more dead. And of course, the government's going to expect us to pay for quota or lease quota to actually cover the dead crabs that we're going to get that they're forcing us to have. And I really think this could have been avoided if these fellas would get off their bums in Brisbane, get out of their office, get out here, and would have had face-to-face consultation with us people. We could have showed them and explained to them where these problems were going to be, but no, these fellas seem to think we're brainless and they're the experts, and we're going to have a hell of a mess if things aren't changed.
We don't all fish in areas where we've got easy access to unload facilities. Some of you are working in very remote regional areas or state waters, and so it begs the question, why did they bring this in? And more to the point, having spoken to yourself and to David regarding this bit of legislation and what I've been trying to do in terms of finding out why and how do you interpret this, we're getting conflicting signals back from the department as well, and that doesn't help us going forward with this, because we've also potentially got Boating and Fisheries Patrol that have to interpret this legislation as well. It does go to the point that we're not being listened to, and it's a continuous problem. So we can make this issue known to each of the working groups, because this will hit every fishery in one way or another, so that those working groups need to be aware of this and we can make them aware. I guess the other thing is to keep writing to local members and to the minister, because we've already written once and they've said this is just the way it's going to be, and shows disrespect to the industry, but I don't think they care too much about us to begin with. And it's one of many pieces of potential regulatory change that's coming their way that they haven't given a lot of thought to. Because like you said, if they actually got off their asses and came out to the region, they'd see why these things don't work. David, does that ring true for you, mate?
Yes, it's very true.
Gentlemen, you've outlined what the issues are going to be here. What we'll do in addition to this particular discussion is I'll set up a chat with someone with a legal background to give us a bit of a view on this from a legal perspective, and we'll also make that podcast available to everyone.
Yeah, I'd just like to comment on one of Neil's comments. He said that crabs will die in transit now from the rough water. They mightn't die straight away, but they'll die within 24 hours. Now, the hammering that they'll get, you know, bouncing up and down on a boat, is not on, as far as I'm concerned. Just can't be done.
Neil?
Look, I think this needs to be re-looked at. Saying we can't go from a private boat ramp on private property and yet the recreational sector is free to do that. They can come and go and as many times as they like. I just think there's a bit of an issue there. And you know, in the past, Eric, they've actually registered pontoons on private property in the canal systems and around down south and stuff. I don't see this being any different. And it'll be interesting to see what your legal advice comes back with. And thanks for the opportunity to talk.
No worries, gents. For those listening, this has been a QFA podcast series, a lot more content on the reform process to come. Thanks, everyone. We'll catch you on the next podcast.